Friends, up till now in respect of venture capital funds, we have almost completed all the rules, regulations and the whatever is required to know from the point of your academic syllabus, we have covered. The chapter which we are going to discuss now is the concluding chapter and the last chapter of the venture capital. There will be another chapters that we are going to see subsequently, but as far as venture capital is concerned, this is the last chapter on the venture capital. That is why the name of the venture capital, this chapter is the financing and the future of the venture capital in India. Here we have covered almost all the elements, basic elements, where how the financing happens, and what could be the future in India of the venture capital after implementation of this SEBI regulation of 2012, that is AIF regulations. So now let us start discussing on the venture capital financing and future in India, which consists of, for our discussion, the venture capital financing in India, present scenario, then categories of the venture capital funds, which you are already known, but as far as financing is concerned, what is their role and how they get financed, then industry-wise investment in the venture capital, the statistical data, just for better understanding which particular sector is attracting the investment under venture capital. To know it, I have placed some data for your information only, and the advantages of the having venture capital in India as well as disadvantages of the venture capitals, and the factors which are determining the venture capital finance requirement. Accordingly, we will start our discussions on those issues. As you know, in order to provide the financial support to the entrepreneurial talents, there are pool of talents, but to have the financial support and the people have the business and the people have the business skills also, and the concept of venture capital is emerged because of this pool of talent, business skill and talent also, talent also among the people. That is why this industry has come up. In a way, the venture capital is a commitment of the capital, number one, or the shareholding, or for the purpose of formation and setting up of small-scale entrepreneur at the early stage of their life. Venture capitalist comprises, you know, the professionals in the various fields, and they provide the funds, which are known as venture capital funds, to these firms. After scrutinizing the projects properly, their main aim is to earn the huge return on their investment, but their concept are totally different from the traditional money lenders. Traditional money lenders, what they do? They give the money, they earn the interest, and on due date, they wanted their money principal back. Here it doesn't happen. Here, investment and the progress, as well as the return on the investment and keeping the capital intact. So it is a complex nature of investment that capitalist is having. The investor knows very well that if they are suffer any loss in some of the project, and there will be a compensate for the same to the high returns also. So there will be reduction in the profit, and they take the active participation in the management of the company, as well as the provide the expertise and the qualities of the good banker, technologist, planners and the managers also. Thus the venture capitalist and the entrepreneur, literally they act as a partners rather than independent entities, or rather than independent individual. So these are some of the back, with this some of the background, we will move towards the financing aspect, that how the venture capital financing in India is happening currently. The venture capital recognizes different stages of financing. Not at a time the complete financing is required. Staged manner, if you get the finance, depending upon the progress, development and the requirement as per the market standard, the financing is required. That is why there are groups of the people from the different walk of life. There are many stages of the investee companies which the venture capital company may choose to invest into. Management experts have a different opinion about these stages, because there is a different economic scenario at each stage, and depending upon the environmental condition also. Some of the important stages of financing for the venture capital is narrated, which are common. There may be difference, there may be some additional stages also, but commonly these are the stages where the financing is required. First one is a seed stage. Second one is a rapid growth stage. Third one is a profitable but cash poor stage. Next is mezzanine or bridge stage. And next one is a startup stage, early development stage, expansion stage, and harvest stage, or it is called as exit stage. These are broadly these are the stages which are generally looked into by any venture capitalist. So let us look into these stages in details. First one is a seed stage. Now seed stage, as the name indicates, it is a seed, budding, it's a origination. So a person with an idea, discovery or invention, the budding entrepreneur will first commit his savings and test his concept to conceptualize the ideas. If you have the ideas, you are put it into the practice and you feel that yes, this can work, then the next stage comes. So in the seeding stage, if it is failed or failing this, or when extra funding is required, he will turn to his immediate family and friends with the request of the financial support. So at initial stage, at budding stage, his own money he will put. Followed by, when he feels that it requires more money, then he turn or shift to his family and friends. Their money also he is getting invested into this, his endeavor. However, funding needs are likely to rapidly exceed the entrepreneur's own and immediate entourage resources, especially if his concept proves worthy of further developments. Additional funds may be required if his idea is moving towards the progress and fulfilling his dream. This is the phase where the seed finance is required. This is the stage in which the entrepreneur first develops a concept and makes a vision for the venture, where the venture is proposed to go. In this stage, entrepreneur spends good time, but less capital in this stage, because actual business production does not start at this stage. Only implementing, collecting the ideas, framed it properly and put it into the place. While doing so, there are requirement of the manpower. So expenditure will be there. That is why he is putting his money first. Then he moved to the family and friends. And still he requires the funding. Then at this stage, he will look outside his family members also, or from the public. He is looking for the funds, and that who is investing here is the seed funding, the concept. That means it is a seed capital. Next stage is a startup stage. When everything is fine, seed capital is received, then next stage is startup stage. It starts when the first stage, seed capital, has been successful. The main activities in this stage are testing of the prototype, recruiting the management team, and further developing the vision of the business which had been generated in the seed stage. Expansion of the further vision, then actual production does not start at this stage. But the large amount of finance is required in this stage because of the heavy workload. Other work they have to do, that is why the finance is required. Financing is done by the venture capital companies and the business angels who invest the seed capital. So financial requirement here at this stage, startup stage, will be fulfilled by the venture capital companies as well as by the angels. Third stage is early development stage. Early development, it can be said that the first stage of investment, because it starts when the product development and the market testing have already been done. So till last stage of the startup stage is developing and testing and ready for the production. And the third stage is early development stage. So it starts from the market testing and other developments if they are satisfied to implement. In this stage, a large amount of fund is required for investing into fixed cost assets such as plant and equipment, etc., to prepare for the production. These machinery and plant is actually, it should be in place like that. This is just an example. Because in this stage, the company goes for the commercial production and for the sale of the product. Nature of plant machinery may be different. It may be software, it may be in physical form, depending upon the type of industries that you are working or a startup is working. Generally, business angels provides the funds at this stage. Business angels, not venture capitals. Next stage is the expansion stage. As the company expands, its need for the capital will also grow. Capital may be required to increase the production capacity. If production started, commenced, now the production capacity has to be increased. To develop the products and market and to serve the market, or to provide the supplementary working capital also. By this stage, the company will have the sales revenue and most likely it will be generating a profit, which however may not be adequate to fund the expansion. It means that it has not crossed the break-even line. It may therefore revert to its capital providers for the second and third stage of finance. In this stage, the customer satisfying the product are already been becoming successful and in the market, and the company sees that there is a huge potential for generating the profit in this market further. That is why they are thinking of expansion and getting more funds from outside. But cash inflow at this stage is very low and the capital investment requirement is very high. So the company is on the verge of expansion. Venture capitalists, bank and the government are the financiers at this stage. From three of these entities, venture capitalists, then banks and the government, they can provide the finance for this industry or for your venture. At this stage, venture tries to make a profit which will carry it to the break-even point, that is, it starts generating profit. This stage is having cost minimization process. After this, there will be a cost minimization. Next stage is a profitable but cash poor stage. In this stage, venture sees whether there is a huge growth and the sales potential in the market through which the huge profit can be generated. But in this stage, cash flow is very low and it cannot satisfy the need of a large capital requirement for fast expansion. So under the circumstances, in this stage, there is three financiers in the market where he can look into. One is a first is a venture capitalist, second is the bank, and third is retained earning. Earlier stage, they have certain profit they have made. Rather than giving interest or bonus, they will retain that profit as an reserve and they can make use of the retained earning, that is reserve. Next stage is a rapid growth stage. In this stage, financing and the investment activities increases in many fold because a good growth has already been achieved. In this stage, default risk is very low because it is growing and good growth and stability has already been achieved. And profit margins are also, as compared to earlier stage, are very high. Funds are still required to maintain the level of the growth, and this funding is done only by the venture capitalist and the banks. Angel will not come here. Mezzanine and the bridge stage. In this stage, venture capitalist has already thought to exit from the venture, and exit time is very well confirmed to venture capitalist. So at this stage, funding is done by very strategically. If required, then only. Otherwise, no funding requirement. In this stage, the venture capitalist and the banks are the major fund providing agencies. On their own, the bank assess the proposal and then funding is made available. And the production started, cash flow is on the higher side. Then they are managing their day-to-day operations and certain profit. Then it will go to the reserve and they will manage the entire activities of the business. Next and last stage is a harvest or exit stage. The exit strategy is the venture capital by way of cashing out its investment in the portfolio company. A venture capital often hopes to sell its equity, that is stock, warrants and options or convertible debentures in the portfolio company for a period of 3 years to 7 years, ideally through an initial public offer of the company. So IPO comes, the exit opportunity comes. The company becomes liquid through the sale of its stock to the public, and the venture capital sells its stock to reap the return. This is the stage when the venture capitalist liquidates its investment for a cash, and there are three methods of the exit which are popularly known. The first method is venture can issue an initial public offer to the venture capitalist. This is the first method. IPO comes, investment made, return, buyback, make available cash. Second method is venture can acquire the entire investment from the venture capitalist, and then they can pay the entire investment to those who have started. And the third method is venture can go for the leverage buyout. While an IPO may be the most visible and the glamorous form of the exit, it is not the most common. Most companies are sold through a merger or acquisition event before an IPO came into the existence or occur. If the portfolio companies is brought out or mergers or acquisitions with another company, the venture capital receives the stock or cash from the event. This is also another method. Another alternative may be the reorganization of the portfolio of the company's debt and equity mixture, called as recapitalization. And the venture capital exchanges its equity for cash. The management team gains the equity incentive and the company is positioned for the future growth. This is what exactly it happens in the life cycle of the venture capital. Now, categories of the venture capital funds. In India, the venture capital funds can be categorized into following groups: those promoted by the central governments, controlled development finance institutions. For example, ICICI Venture Capital Fund, then IFCI Venture Capital Funds Limited, then SIDBI Venture Capital Funds, etc. Those promoted by the state government, these are the three are promoted by the central government. Others are also promoted by the state governments, which are the controlled development finance institutions. And these are Gujarat Venture Finance Limited, Kerala Venture Capital Fund Limited, Punjab Infotech Venture Limited, Hyderabad Information Technology Venture Enterprises Limited. So these are owned by the respective state governments. First three are owned by the central government. Funding requirement will be taken care by them through their bankers. So these are some of the categories of venture capital funds. Other categories are maybe promoted by the public banks. Public banks directly. These can be Can Bank Venture Capital Fund, another one the SBI Capital Market Limited. These are also venture capitals. And those which are promoted by the private sector companies, for example, ILNFS Trust Company Limited, then Infinity Venture Capital Venture Limited, and those which are established with a overseas venture capital fund, that is Walden International Investment Group, CF International Investment Group, and BTS India Private Limited, Private Equity Fund Limited. These are promoted by, in coordination with the Indian company and the foreign companies. So like that, there are different types of the venture capitals are still functioning in India. All other venture capital funds are governed by SEBI. SEBI is the nodal agency for registration and regulation of both domestic as well as overseas venture capital funds. The regulation provides the broad guidelines as the procedure for establishment of venture capital fund both within India as well as outside it. Their management, structure and setup, as well as size and investment criteria of the fund. To give the more clarity to the guidelines and the regulation considering the global developments in venture capital, the industry and other small entities separately, regulations which is called as AIF regulations, which we have discussed in depth, has been framed by the SEBI to especially to take care of this venture capital industry, that is alternate investment funds. These new guidelines came into the force with effect from May 21, 2012. These regulations are called as Securities and Exchange Board of India and Alternative Investment Fund Regulation 2012, which we have already discussed detail in chapter number 5. Now let us look little bit statistical manner, the investment which was happened in venture capital fund as well as foreign venture capital fund as far as industry, respective industry is concerned. If a sector of economy, if we look at the information technology IT, that is the venture capital funds, 1,210 crores, whereas foreign venture capital 4,805. Likewise, telecommunication industry, pharmaceutical, biotechnology, media entertainment, service sector, industrial product, real estate, and others which are not classified under this. But all this are brought into, broadly into the regulations of AIF 2012. And this is the scenario of investment. If you look at complete, this others are more, but only the industry, that is real estate, you will find venture capitals are more. Investment is more, 8,190 crores. Whereas the lowest is around biotechnology, where you can see only 150 crores. So you can prepare your mindset to understand this venture capital. But as compared to highest investment in the real sector by the domestic fund, that is venture capital fund, whereas you will find the maximum number of foreign venture capital industries invested in the telecommunication sector. Analysis can be done in any manner that you require. Sector-wise overall investment or sector-wise venture capital fund as well as foreign venture capital funds, you can very well analyze this. And this trend is continuous. Though these figures pertain to 2017, there is hardly any change during the last during the previous 2 years. So I took up this as the base figures just for making you understand which are likely to be attractive sectors for the venture capital investment. Advantage. Now let us understand what are the advantages of venture capital fund. The major advantages of the venture capitals are briefly summarized as under. The venture capital comes into the company as an equity fund, which gives a solid financial base for the future growth. Next one, that venture capitalist is always a partner into the risk and the profit as well. In terms of the profit, it gets the periodical income and the capital gains also. The venture capitalist shares the vital information with the venture guide, with the venture which it knows for the growth of the company, and give its active guidance and advices for the success of the company in future. Venture capitalist has a lot of contacts, and it can give the contacts of the international market, which can add the values to the company. And it can so arrange some of the other sources of the funds if at all it is required. It can provide the additional funds when it is required by the ventures in the due course of running the company successfully. These are some of the advantages of the venture capital. With the advantages, there are certain disadvantages also. So the major disadvantages of the venture capital are, number one, there is an agreement between the two parties. First is the venture capitalist and the second is a venture. Venture capitalist has ownership rights in the company. And if the deal is not negotiated properly, there are chances that venture capitalist may capture the entire company. This is the only drawback. Next one, the venture capital has the right to drive the firm, and if the deal is not going properly, it can pass the information which may or may not be accepted to the other partners also. So this is how exactly it is a minor but playing a major role as a disadvantage. Now, the factors which are determining the venture capital finance requirement. Basis on what the financing requirement can be summarized. One is the nature of business. What type of nature of business you have. And then there are different stages under that business. And those stages determines the requirement of the capital. Public utility undertaking have a less requirement of the funds because it has a cash sales after the supplying the services such as water and electricity. Whereas firms which are engaged in the financial services requires few funds to be invested in its inventory. But the firms which are engaged into manufacturing of those goods which are tangible need huge capital for investing into the fixed asset such as plant, machinery, land, etc. And for the investing into inventory also they require the funding. So nature of business determines requirements of funding. Then size of the firm also makes the matter. If the size of the firm is small, It needs a less working capital, but if the size of the company is big, it needs a large working capital. Length and the production cycle also impact the requirement of the funding. Some firms need a short length of the production cycle. There is not much requirement of the working capital to be invested into inventory, because in short term goods are getting manufactured, sold, cash inflow will be there and the same will be utilized for further production. Whereas there is not much whereas on the other hand, some firms have a longer production cycle and these companies need a large working capital also. Seasonal variables, that also play an important role in the funding requirement. In a busy season, firms need more working capital, and in the stock season, and in stock seasons, needs a less working capital. So the firm has to arrange this capital according to its need and its requirements. Working capital cycle, the length of the working capital cycle determines the requirement of the working capital. Longer the working capital cycle, larger the working capital requirement, and the shorter the working capital cycle, lesser the requirement of working capital. Business cycle also plays an important role. When there is a boom in the industry and more working capital is required in the firm, because there is a rise in the sales price and the firm thinks about the expansion. But when there is a time when the depression comes, the business does not show a good sign of the growth, sale is also declining. In this case also, firms need a large amount of working capital. In this case, it is observed that in both the cases, we need a working capital in the large amount. In the first case, it is required to expand the company, and in the second case, it is required to save the company when there is a several defaulters for the company, and when the default companies are in cash crunch, then they need an immediate fund. Future of venture capital in India. What could be the future? What could be the future of venture capital in India? The Indian government budget is an investment friendly. Normally it happens so. One, with the slew of the provision and the funds embarked for the startups in India. Also, a startup fund is being moved by the government, and it will be equity, quasi-equity or the soft loan and other risk capital for startups. Certain funds are reserved. In addition, angel investors and the venture capitalists have kept the startup ecosystem thriving into India till date. Venture capital is an investment in the form of shares or the latter stock options in potentially high risk business. The beneficiary companies are usually small and medium sized firms requiring seed at early stage funding for innovation and development of the technology and the products with a high growth potential and high annual returns ranging from 25 to 75% are expected to such investments. Venture capital can be injected in the different stages of the startup life cycle. This is what the requirement of future growth or requirement for the better growth of the capital market, venture capital market in India. In the initial development stage, as a seed capital for converting an idea into commercially viable entity. Implementation of the startup capital when all is ready and commencement of the production. Additional capital to overcome the manufacturing teething problems. Establishment of the capital and facilitate rapid expansion for an established company. And the venture capital is the long in terms of investment and involves the active participation and help from the investor for the development of the company. This is how exactly I am trying to conclude this venture capital, because there is a gloomy sign, there is a better sign of development of venture capital in India. Most venture capital investors, both local and global, have leveraged the Mauritius base because of the taxability. SEBI can work towards the further simplifying the investment procedures and offer the attractive IPOs and merger and acquisition exit ratio. However, the crucial challenge will be the development of the responsible financial and management skills in the invested companies and understanding the local conditions by the foreign investors. Positive factor is that India has large pool of English-speaking talents and trained and the skilled manpower also in place. Another trigger for the investment in India is that both China and India are on the top of the two growing global economies, and with this, a new pro-business Indian government has also inspired confidence and the foreign investment. So the prospects look rosy for growth of venture capital industry in India. With this, I conclude this topic of future of venture capital in India and our discussion on the venture capital. I am concluding here. Next, when we will try, we will meet. At that time, we will start from crowdsourcing and crowdfunding. That is second part of our chapter. Thank you very much.